AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez in New York. President Biden has stepped in to try to prevent a nationwide railroad strike before Christmas. White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy has our top story.
In a statement, the president says Congress should immediately impose the terms of the tentative agreement reached by union leaders and railroad bosses in September. That deal was rejected by the rank and file of four of the 12 unions in the industry. The workers opposed to the agreement say it does not include enough paid sick leave. The president notes in his statement that he's pro-labor and that he's reluctantly taking this step.
The Senate set to vote today on legislation to protect same-sex and interracial marriages. Majority Leader Chuck Schumer.
Because millions of Americans deserve equal justice under the law and peace of mind knowing their right to marry the person they love is protected.
Democrats are rushing to approve a bill while they still hold the majority in both chambers. The House is scheduled to vote later today, hoping for final passage. Former Vice President Pence says Donald Trump should apologize for having dinner with Kanye West and Nick Fuentes. Mr. Pence tells News Nation.
President Trump was wrong to give a white nationalist, an anti-Semite, and a Holocaust denier a seat at the table. And I think he should apologize.
The former president dined with the men at Mar-a-Lago last week and later claimed he didn't know who Fuentes was at the time. For the second day in a row, more than 2 million people in Houston are advised to boil their water before they use it.
You have to boil water to do everything, even brush your teeth, drinking, yes. Cooking.
It's a pain. To say the least.
Schools are closed again today, too, after a power outage at a purification plant. Mayor Sylvester Turner says he expects the water advisory to be lifted this morning after state officials analyzed test results. By all accounts, retailers scored a bang-up Cyber Monday. Adobe Analytics' Vivek Pandya estimates more than $11 billion in holiday sales.
The discounts have been very strong, and they've enticed consumers to spend with different retailers online. And that's really exciting for retailers to see, given the concerns going into the season.
Soccer meets politics at the World Cup today. Match time for the U.S. versus Iran, 2 p.m. Eastern. Correspondent Roxana Sabiri is in Doha, where she spoke to U.S. team captain Tyler Adams.
Is the match against Iran about something bigger than soccer for you?
Sports is a huge opportunity to bring people together. We continue to show our support and our empathy for what's obviously happening to the Iranian team and the people.
S&P futures are up 8. This is CBS News.
We get it. A single hire can make or break everything. Indeed lets you schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credit.
There's still time for business owners to claim their federal aid under the Employee Retention Tax Credit Program. Cash refunds of up to $26,000 per employee are available for employers who continue to pay their employees during the COVID epidemic. You can claim the credit even if you received a PPP loan. The licensed CPAs and tax professionals at Ferguson Timar & Associates have been serving business owners across the country for over 15 years. Our tax credit specialists are available now at 833-ERC-FILE. That's 833-ERC-FILE.
Oil investments involve a high degree of risk and actual results may vary.
Oil keeps going up as the Russia conflict escalates. Get in on the next major oil boom now and help the U.S. with your patriotic investment that can potentially pay you monthly income for up to 20 or more years. If you're a serious and qualified SEC-accredited investor, you can take advantage of Encore Energy's projects. The U.S. government needs your investment in oil and is allowing you to write off nearly 100% of your investment in the first year. Call 800-278-7455. That's 800-278-7455.
Light the lamp.
All the way down, he scores! A 200-foot empty net goal for the captain.
And defend the ice.
Driving in, centering pass. Oh, great sliding left pad save.
This is America's college hockey capital.
Fire one towards the net and scores.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
As you go about your daily life, look closer. As you gather with family and friends, look closer. Right in your community, there are youth who don't have the home, warmth, and healing you have. So, look closer. Every year across America, a staggering 4.2 million youth are homeless or trafficked. Covenant House is the national leader providing safe housing for youth 50 years strong. Tonight, 2,000 young people will sleep safely in a Covenant House bed. And tomorrow, they will wake up surrounded by love. Every youth who walks into Covenant House gets clean clothes, hot meals, medical care, and a safe place to sleep 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, in sites across America to help them fulfill the great promise of their lives. So, look closer at Covenant House and help us fight youth homelessness. To help or get help, go to covenanthouse.org.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Scattered rain showers likely today, otherwise cloudy skies. Daytime highs approaching 40, southeast winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Overcast skies tonight, a mixture of precipitation likely, lows around 21. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow, high of 24. A dusting of snow tonight. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 37.
You wanted information as election results rolled in, and the Civic Media Network of radio stations delivered it live.
I was so impressed with your coverage. And I listened to you guys, and I got all the coverage. It was amazing.
Civic Media, the only network with news reporters and show hosts stationed across Wisconsin, sharing political insight not found anywhere else. Elections or anytime, we are here for you, your local Civic Media radio stations, and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Let it slip, it covered, check. Talk to doctor now and share.
Nearly 1 in 2 U.S. adults have high blood pressure. That's why it's important to self-monitor your blood pressure in 4 easy-to-remember steps. It starts with a monitor. Be next to talk to your doctor about your blood pressure numbers. Get down with your blood pressure. Self-monitoring is power. Visit ManagerBP.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Heart Association, and the American Medical Association, in partnership with the Office of Minority Health and Health Resources and Services Administration.
I'm a wife and the mother of 2 kids, and I've got a good job.
Bye, Mom.
See you, Mom.
A pretty important job. Because of my family and my job, I really care about this neighborhood. It's a good neighborhood. Yes, there's some crime. And when I drive to work, like now, I realize that some people here don't trust the police. So the police should be reaching out to this community, and this community should reach out to the police. That's the way to make this a safer place. And when I get to work in the precinct house and put on my uniform, I can tell you as a police officer that this department is reaching out to the community and the community is doing its part. We're building partnerships. This should be happening everywhere. This is how we can all be safer. Get involved. Start the conversation.
Start the conversation and help stop crime. To learn the 5 things you can do, go to ncpc.org/preventviolentcrime. A message from the National Crime Prevention Council and the Bureau of Justice Assistance.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which is audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt US Kids, and the Ad Council.
Olivia, from Washington. Laid off and trying to keep our little kids from realizing that mommy and daddy haven't eaten in a while.
Roger, from California. I'm grateful we could afford our son's surgery. I'm nervous that now we can't really afford food.
Daniel, from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Donna from Louisiana. The storm just hit, and we went from donating to the food bank to needing it.
Keisha from South Carolina. I've been skipping meals so my 2 kids can eat, but filling up on water doesn't really work.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Scattered rain showers likely today, otherwise cloudy skies. Daytime highs approaching 40, southeast winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Overcast skies, tonight a mixture of precipitation likely, lows around 21. Cloudy skies expected again, tomorrow high of 24. A dusting of snow tonight. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 37.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably? It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp.
I can probably hit the green from here.
Probably.
Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.